450 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 418Z, American State Trials. The soldiers received the same treatment, but there was no direct evidence that they were ordered to fire by their commanders, although they were frequently dared to do so by their assailants. They were called cowards, dastards, lobsters, in reference to the color of their coats, bloody backs, in allusion to the custom of flogging in the army, and every conceivable insult was thrown at them by the excited crowd that surrounded them. The most effective speeches to the jury were made by Mr. Adams and Mr. Quincy, and the verdict of the jury was that none of them were guilty of murder, but that two were guilty of manslaughter. The trial. In the Superior Court of Judicature and Court of Assize, Boston, Massachusetts, November 1770. Honorable Benjamin Lind, Honorable John Cushing, Judges. Honorable Peter Oliver, Honorable Edmund Trowbridge. November 27th, William Wems, James Hardigan, William McCauley, Hugh White, Matthew Kilroy, William Warren, John Carr Bibliography, The Trial of the British Soldiers of the 29th Regiment of Foot for the Murder of Crispus Attucks, Samuel Gray, Samuel Maverick, James Caldwell, and Patrick Carr on Monday evening, March 5, 1770, before the Honorable Benjamin Lind, John Cushing, Peter Oliver, and Edmund Trowbridge, Esquires, Justices of the Superior Court of Judicature, Court of Assize, and General Jail Delivery, held at Boston by adjournment, November 27, 1770, Boston, published by William Emmons, 1824. The first publication of this report of the trial was made in 1770. It was reprinted in 1807 and then in 1824. Before the trials took place, a work was published, of which the following is the title page. A short narrative of the horrid massacre in Boston, perpetrated in the evening of the 5th of March, 1770, by soldiers of the 29th Regiment, which with the 14th Regiment were then quartered there, with some observations on the state of things prior to that catastrophe. Printed by order of the town of Boston and sold by Eads and Gill in Queen Street,